You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I want to open it up to the masses to get things going tonight. I want to get the input from Pirates fans out there, do a little Pirates reaction here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It's Donnie Football with you until 10:35. Joel Nelson with me behind the glass. We'll switch things up a little bit tonight as we go on this four-plus hour journey, but I do want to start with what the Pirates did or didn't do in St. Louis these last few days. We'll get to what Paul Skeens did in the first game of the series, because I do think that that is something that absolutely needs highlighted. But we have to start with this game that we had in front of us this afternoon in St. Louis that wrapped up a little bit ago. St. Louis beating Pittsburgh 4-3. The Pirates now 32-36. The Cardinals now 33-34. It is a jumble in the National League, and it is also a jumble in the National League Central, with the exception of Milwaukee, who I don't want to say is running away with it, but they certainly look strong compared to the rest of the field. 412-928-9370 if you want to get your voice heard on the Buccos. I want to hear what people out there have to say following this 4-3 loss. Mitch Keller, he wasn't putting together a stunning performance this afternoon. He pretty much gave you a standard issue just outside of a quality start, I would say. 6 innings, 4 earned runs, 8 hits. He struck out 4 and walked 2. No, he wasn't his dominant self, because he has been utterly dominant since the calendar turned to May. You're not going to get that every single time. Coming into today, he was 8-3, ERA of 3.16. in just under 80 innings of work. You're not going to get that every single time from this guy. You're just not. And it's not fair to ask that every single time. He gave them a start that should have been right around the threshold of this guy gave us a chance to win. And the bullpen actually did all right behind him. Brule pitched an inning. Stratton, he only pitched a third. He ended up getting hurt in the game. And then Santana making his Pirates debut. Dennis Santana pitched the final two-thirds for the Pirates today. He did not give up a hit or a walk in the 9 pitches that he threw. The big issue came with what the Pirates lineup looked like today. Derek Shelton tossed out a Sunday lineup on a Thursday afternoon, a rubber match in a divisional series against St. Louis. And not only did he do that, they had opportunities to use some of their better hitters late in the game, and he chose to keep those guys on the bench. Listen, man, I'm not one to call out the professional athletes for fatigue or things like that. I know it's a long season, but it is pretty glaring that baseball, a little bit different from football or hockey or really even basketball, it is not as physical as those other sports I mentioned. There's a reason why there's no shortage of kids playing baseball around the country like there is with football, or maybe like there is with hockey, because of health concerns. Why are we not playing, guys? You just had an off day on Monday. Why are we not playing some of your better players in this instance? I understand that Cal Ripken Jr., that record is going to be safe probably forever. I think we can all safely say that, as along with many other records in the game of baseball. And I get that, you know, maybe Andrew McCutchen came to you today and, you know, wasn't really feeling it, the early start time out in St. Louis. He's a veteran. He's in his late 30s. And, you know, maybe you give that guy a day off. Connor Joe not in the lineup. One of your better players, especially on offense. The big one, I think, for a lot of people was Nick Gonzalez, 25 years old. He is, right now, your best offensive player. He's hitting over 300. His OPS is 839. He has four homers on the season, 23 RBIs, and he's only played in 29 games. He's not in the lineup. I thought Joe Starkey, host of the Joe Starkey Show from 10 to 2 on this station, I liked the tweet that he sent out right around the end of the game. So the team leader in on-base percentage, McCutchen, the team's best hitter for most of the year, Connor Joe, and the best hitter by far lately, Gonzalez, all went unused in a rubber match against the Cardinals. Nobody hit for Michael A. Taylor, who is batting right around the Mendoza line, or Yasmani Grandal, who is below that and below 170 in the ninth inning. And Davis sat in this game, Henry Davis, after finally doing something with the bat in his hands at the major league level. He homered for the first time last night. I know he's hitting 157. I know the OPS is barely over 500. But hey, he hit a home run. Maybe he's finally falling into a bit of a groove. Maybe he finally saw a ball go out of the ballpark. And maybe, just maybe, that could help out his confidence. And we don't see any of those guys in the lineup today. We got a Sunday special in a rubber match against the Cardinals in St. Louis. And I know what we'll probably hear. Well, it's a long season. We want to give guys days here and there. For somebody like McCutchen, I'll concede. He probably has enough pull in that room, in that clubhouse. You know, he is somebody in the back half of his 30s. Closing in on age 40, I can understand. Maybe he wants an afternoon game off. Nick Gonzalez, Henry Davis, after he finally put one out of the park, make Henry Davis the DH if Mitch Keller doesn't want him to be the catcher. Brian Reynolds was the DH today. I mean, he could have played somewhere out in the field, maybe left field, because the guy you put out there sucks. Jack Sawinski, 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts. Sound familiar? That's almost every game with that bird. He's hitting 170 on the season. Do I think Sawinski can occasionally get a hold of one and put it out of the ballpark? Sure. Occasionally. But is it also possible we have seen Jack Sawinski at his peak as a major leaguer? Last year, the man hit over 25 home runs. The year before that, he played just over 100 games. He hit almost 20 home runs.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
He is borderline unplayable. He got a hold of a Tyler Glasnow pitch last week. The Pirates won the game 1-0. That was a nice moment. It was right after Sawinski and Henry Davis came right back up. And that was that from our guy Jack. We finally get Davis to come out of his shell a little bit. He hits a home run yesterday, not in the lineup. Connor Joe, I know he's gone a little bit cold as of late. Still, one of your best offensive players. 7 homers this year, 14 doubles, OPS of 757. He's hitting over 250. Not a ton of guys are doing that. He's not in the lineup. I can't even get on the guy that we've gotten on for a while, Rowdy Tellez, because he has started to heat up a little bit. He had another hit today. He walked, he got on base a couple of times, and he's been very good since the calendar turned to the month of June. I can't even get on that player. Now, we got him hitting 5th in the lineup. Maybe you want him down a couple of spots, but oh wait, you have Sawinski in the lineup. You have Yasmani Grandal going 1-for-4. Michael A. Taylor had a hit today. He is up over the Mendoza line. But he has not been good this year. We have Jared Triolo, nice kid. I think he's a great kid. He's a very solid defender. He got on base twice via a walk. That's your number 6 guy in the order, Edward Olivares, batting cleanup. I get that he had a hit today, but still, man. Out of the top 3 in that Pirates lineup, there was 0 offensive threat. 0. And it's hard to even argue that Hayes offensively is much of a threat. Hayes is hitting 240, and he has 2 home runs this year. And he has 7 doubles. It felt like he had 5 doubles in the first series of the season. So that one might not even be much of a threat. Brian Reynolds, sure. O'Neill Cruz, absolutely. Shockingly, both of those guys I just mentioned, the source of the Pirates' 3 runs today. Reynolds hit a hard grounder back at Lance Lynn. The big fella couldn't get off the mound fast enough. The Pirates scored their first run. O'Neill Cruz, a very nice at bat opposite field. And the Pirates brought home, at the time, the tying runs of the game. And we're going to hear, well, it's still early in the season. These guys play. We got 162. This is a journey. This is a process. You got a chance to take 2 out of 3 against the St. Louis Cardinals, who have beaten you down for the last quarter century. And that's the lineup you put out there. And in the back of your mind, you're thinking, well, Mitch Keller has been that good, so maybe he can make it work. Occasionally, he's going to just have your standard issue start. Not quite a quality start. He didn't get beat up or chewed out or anything like that. 6 innings, 4 earned runs. Wasn't fantastic like he has been since May 1st. Occasionally, you're going to see a start like this, where it's just pretty standard. But he still gives your team an opportunity to win the game. And that's what we saw out there. A Sunday special with a real chance to take a series in St. Louis. You have some of your best arms on the mound and you lose two of three, and now you're facing a bullpen game in Colorado, and you hope that they can do what they did the last time out, because credit to those guys out of the pen for what they did last weekend against the Twins. You escape the Paul Skeen start because they could barely score. A loss last night where Falter, again, kind of like what Keller was today, just kind of gave you a standard issue start. Wasn't good, wasn't bad. And Keller today looked more human than he had since April. Wasn't a good April. Kind of a bad April. But he was better than that. He just wasn't what he was the last 6 weeks, the last several starts. And you had opportunities to use some of your good hitters that were on the bench late in the game. And we know the Pirates love unloading that bench. Not today. No interest from Shelty. No interest in that. Nick Gonzalez, nah. You need this rest day, buddy. You can't go out there and swing the bat. Kutch, Connor Joe, nah. You guys stay on the pine. I don't want you out there. Henry Davis, after he finally hits a home run, maybe the guy has the littlest bit of confidence. Nah. Take a seat, son. You're not going to be needed today. That's what we got. And unfortunately, the Pirates got what they deserved. 412-928-9370. I see a couple of you on hold already. Just stick with us. I want to hear from you out there. Your reaction to the Pirates losing two of three against the St. Louis Cardinals before they head out to Colorado. 412-928-9370. Want to get your input on today's game. Maybe you have thoughts on how the series went as a whole. 412-928-9370. That's also the number of the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's Donnie Football with you tonight on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen.
Touchdown!
Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 3-3 mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear wheel drive and 361 mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long range rear wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.